नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, टुडेज न्यूज 18 डे ब्रेक इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय राखी बोस। The last of a generation of politicians who founded the Dravidian movement, Muthuvel Karunanidhi, was laid to rest on the Marina Beach on Wednesday evening, a day after the doyen of Tamil politics breathed his last at the age of 94. As his golden casket was laid to rest at the iconic Marina Beach, a sea of humanity bid him a teary farewell along with family members and cadres of a party that he helmed for 50 years. Man who never rested is now resting. This is the message on the casket in which Karunanidhi was laid to rest. These words were picked out by the Kalaigar for his tombstone 30 years ago. The groundnut procurement scam in Saurashtra region of Gujarat is growing in scale by the day and has put the government in the state on the defensive, even as the opposition Congress upped the ante by alleging that several BJP leaders were involved in the fraud. Till date, the Gujarat police has arrested 27 persons, including officials of the two agencies that the government had contracted to procure groundnut worth rupees 4,000 crores from farmers. Here's all about Gujarat's 4,000 crores scam. The government has appointed chartered accountant Swaminathan Gurumurthy, also considered as an RSS ideologue, on the board of the Reserve Bank of India. When the mortal remains of R.K. Dhawan were brought into the main foyer of the All India Congress Committee office, a hoarding with former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's picture loomed large over the lawns of 24 Akbar Road. In death, R.K. Dhawan remained as he was in life, under Indira Gandhi's shadow. It will be a tussle between the ruling BJP and the Congress today in Madhya Pradesh, as both parties will try to reach out to the state's substantial tribal population on the occasion of World Tribal Day. While the BJP will observe August 9 as Adivasi Divas, Congress plans to reach out to the tribal population by celebrating Kranti Divas in Jhabua, the hometown of freedom fighter Chandrasekhar Azad, as the day also marks the 76th anniversary of the historic Quit India movement. Expressing concern over the spurt in rape cases, the Supreme Court on Tuesday came down heavily on the Bihar government for misusing taxpayers' money to fund NGOs like the Muzaffarpur Shelter Home. What's to be done? Girls getting raped left, right and center, the bench noted, citing the 2016 National Crime Research Bureau data available on the internet. According to the data, 38,947 rapes were reported in 2016 alone. That's all for today's podcast. Have a very nice day ahead.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.